like your listening. Good evening. This is N2OIQ with the Black Device Service Net. This net meets nightly at 9 p.m. and repeated 146. Good evening, this is N2OIQ with the Black Device Service Net. My name here is Dan. The net is heard every evening at 9 p.m. at repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Bloomfield, Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All individuals are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in any time. We'll take a break now and see if there's any emergency or priority traffic out there at this time. Is there any battery power or mobiles wishing to check in? Please call now. Is there any echo links you'd like to check in? Please call now.
K2AAC to town of Tonawanda, New York.
Okay, good evening. I didn't catch that call, so please come back again and call your call again, please. And you said for your location. What's your handle?
It's Kilo 2, Alpha Charlie, and the handle here is Alpha Romeo Tango Art, located in the town of Tonawanda. I just wanted to jump in and say hi to you and everybody else on your net there. Not much more, just wanted to check in and say hi. I'll send it right back to net control. This is Kilo 2 Alpha Alpha Charlie in the town of Tonawanda, New York, just outside of Buffalo. Have a great night.
Okay, very good. We're just checking there tonight on echo like that for sure. So, you have a good evening. Thanks a lot for checking in. Talk to you another time. Okay, well, we'll take all members and guests. Please call N2OIQ.
This is WA2U.
KD2AIT. Good evening, Dan. KC2WI.
KA2VLA.
Okay, we got W2U, KD2AIT, KC2WI, KA2VLA. Okay, we'll go back to the top of this. WA2V, Gavin, how are you doing this evening?
Okay, good evening. It's Whiskey Alpha 2 Uniform WATU. We'll say good evening. Hopefully we're making a repeater. Name is John Julian Oscar Hotel of Everett Clay, New York, near Syracuse. After Barking K27Z. Say good evening to you. Heard Pete, KC2WI. Pete, we missed you on 40 meters on the 72 chew and on E-card. Bandwidth weren't too bad. You're probably busy. Heard some of the other, Clint. Good to hear you. And anyone else, just wanted to get in and had a good day here. Kathy, and I were working on some of the projects outside, after the storm went through. And then working on labeling our CDs so we can put them on our bookshelves here. We have 3,000 or 4,000, so it's an ongoing project, CDs and DVDs. Turn it back over to Net Control. Say good evening to everyone. Hopefully you're hearing me okay. Whiskey Alpha 2 Uniform WATU 73.
Okay, very good, John. Thanks a lot for checking this evening and with the report and all that for sure. So, we have a good evening. Talk to you later. KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. How's everything with you this evening?
Good evening, Dan. This is KD2AIT. All's well here. We're just doing some work here to the late night. We worked this morning and then we took a little break and we got some stuff done here around the yard and around the house. So it's the weather feels nice out there. It went from being pretty cool this morning to nice and comfortable here in the afternoon. So I'm hoping the warm weather is here to stay. We're going to look into planting the garden here next week. So that's about it. N2OIQ, this is KD2AIT. We'll be clear and listening.
Okay, Brady, Jeff, on your report receiving. Yeah, I was kind of jealous when I had, 32, I think, this morning. But right now we got 56, 57, and the wind, we got a little bit of breeze up there tonight, too. But anyway, yeah, I hope you're right there on the warmer temperatures, for sure. Yeah, because it would hate to get everything planted and come along pretty good, and then, freeze off or something, so we don't need that. So, okay, Jeff, pretty good. Thanks a lot for checking in, Stephen. We'll go to Toronto, KZ2WI, giving Pete. How are you doing this evening?
Well, good evening, Dan, and everyone. Hi to John there. No, I have not been on HF much at all recently. I've been busy last weekend. Saturday morning, I had a meeting and I attempted to get on and do a little bit of the military, the Armed Forces crossband stuff. I contacted one station. I heard the guys in Hawaii, and I could hear them, but they were just really, really faint. You know, and it might have been if I had a huge beam and a kilowatt or something, but I couldn't get them. And I couldn't play around too much. I had to head on home to Lake Pleasant for dinner. We went out to Mother's Day and anniversary dinner on Saturday. And most of the stations were only on Saturday. There was a few on Sunday, and I listened after the North Country group, but I never heard a thing. So anyway, that was a little disappointing. And the weekend before Saturday, I was up in Saturday we went up to Governor for the Northern New York Amateur Radio Association meeting, and Sunday I went to Long Lake for the 5th or 6th or 7th or whatever annual New York Adirondack Snowmobile Trails conference. So I wasn't on either time. I put the HF rig temporarily in the car for my trip Saturday, and that was a waste of time. The bands were in and out, and I really just didn't bother with it. So, haven't been on. I think I checked in the e-car Sunday morning. Maybe. I don't know. I know I was on there once talking to Harold and somebody. But that's about it. So, it's a busy week. I may just get to it yet. Let's maybe take a break for do it during breakfast or lunch or something. KC2WI, Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting. Let's see, are we in is it next week? I think we're almost there. Yeah. And we haven't really talked about whether or not we're going to do this thing on the 23rd. I think we should if we can get a few people to do it. KC2WI.
Okay, very good, Pete, on your report this evening, and all that for sure. So you've been busy like normal, and we've been kind of busy looking for another vehicle, another truck, and I think I got one when I want. Just I get my financial things straightened around, so they'll pay for it. So, anyways, that's been going on here this week. And, the rig I got now on the truck, it's got a lot of miles on it, and I've been keeping up pretty good, but it's got a couple major problems. So anyways, it's probably at this stage of the game, might as well get another vehicle and go from there. So, okay, very good, Pete. Thanks a lot for checking in. See, we'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, not control for the Black Revised Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins.
K2ZNZ.
K2ZNZ. Good evening, Jack. And how's everything with you this evening? And have you been to Old Forge? Are you at Old Forge? Or what's going on?
No, we haven't been up there. this spring. And in fact, we didn't get up there last fall either. A couple of things came up health-wise, and so that's kind of taken priority over things. But hopefully we'll get a weekend here, or 2 days through the week. The weekends are like too busy up there. I prefer to go up through the week. But anyways, beautiful day down here today. We got up to about 77, 78. And considering we had a frost warning for, a freeze warning for 2 nights, finally we're past that stage, I guess. So, good to hear you, Dan. And I'm not sure who, I think I heard, well, I'm not sure, I think, Pete was in there, and I just turned on, so I didn't hear anybody else. I'll just say 73 Squall, KA2000.
Azure Maya, I jumped over the top of Clint. I was going to say Clint's been in there, but I jumped over the top of him, so I got to go back to Clint. So, okay, Jack, thanks a lot for checking in this evening, and I'll talk to you later. Clint, I'm sorry, I jumped over the top of you. So, who do you know? KA2ZLE. Sorry about that.
Don't worry about that. N2OYQ, this is KA2VLA, the dandelion king of Irwin Street. I've dug 2 5-gallon pails full of dandelions out of the lawn today. That's all my accomplishment besides a couple coffee breaks where we're discussing changing the traffic pattern around downtown Moonville. And that's bringing up quite a rumpus. Everyone's got a different idea how to tear it apart or put it together. So that's about all the news in Moonville. We'll say 73s.
Okay, Virginia, clap. With all those dandelions, are you going to make what, some wine out of your clap? That's always a good idea. Dandelions and wine there for sure. Anyways, yeah, I bet that meeting there was kind of, I'm sure there's a lot of different ideas and stuff, you know, with detour, or not detour, but get around Boomville there for the landfill, I guess. So, anyways. Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black Advice Service Net. We'll be for the check-in for the net.
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, good evening, Ray. How's everything with you this evening?
Good. Just got home from a day of auctioning. About 3 cars. We got 60 degrees up on the hill here and not a cloud in the sky. So it's most likely going to cool off pretty good.
Yeah. Well. I hope it gets too cold, but for sure we'll cool off some, though, for sure. If there's no clouds in the sky, then for sure. So I'm sure you're probably pooped, tired. Long day for you, for sure. You go what? Where would you go? Buffalo, maybe?
Yesterday was Buffalo. Today was Syracuse, and tomorrow's Rochester.
Oh, okay. Very good. You got some busy days ahead of you, that's for sure. And you already got some behind you, so. Wow. Okay, now. Very good. You have a good one. And have a good trip tomorrow, for sure. So, this is N2OYQ. Do we have any other check-ins or any comments or any queries for the net? Please call now.
Well, I guess that's it for tonight. Well, I want to thank everybody that did check in this evening. And a really nice net here this evening. So with that, this is N2OYQ now closing the Black Advice Service Net and return the repeater to other amateurs. 73 is a giving to all. N2OYQ care.
KC2WIWA to you.
WA to you. KC2WI.
Yeah, hi Pete, thought I'd say hi. You haven't missed a lot on 40. It's been It hasn't been the greatest today. It wasn't bad. 20 meters, questionable. I heard some stations in there. I didn't try to call them. Out of curiosity, when you're up in Lake Pleasant, do you ever do any scanner listing? I was just kind of curious what the Hamilton County share frequency is up there. I know what Oneida and Herkimer is. I was just curious if it's on VHF or UHF. Do you have any idea or don't even bother?
I knew what all that was at one time. The fire is low band, and sheriff is VHF. Let me see here.
Yeah, I was curious because I'm a TMV 71A, I guess it is. they've got so many memory channels, so we've got the campers. They're going to put some of the other frequencies in there. We've got all the 2-meter repeaters and New York State UHF link and the statewide system, and then a lot of simplex and the marine channel and MERS channels and FRS channels and GMRS and some of the fire. But I thought, well, the county's not that far away from our camp, so we haven't gotten up there. We're probably going to get up there pretty soon. So I thought, well, maybe I'll meet with you. You know, you might know. Probably just to scan around and, you know, find them that way. Glad you're busy, though, and fine on the meeting. Boy, your weekends are pretty busy with activities, at least now if you go out and do any, you get work or whatever, you don't have to deal with all the snow.
Yeah, John, I'm on that phone with, AB2QG here. I thought I had a, hang on, phone. I thought I had a file in my folder for Speculator Club that had a listing of frequencies in there, but I guess I don't. I know that we have a listing, and you know they're out there, but I don't. Let me look at one other thing real quick. I might have it.
Okay, WAT, I'll stand by.
I've seen a list, I've seen a sheet, and I don't know if Peter Weaver probably made it up, up there in Lake Pleasant. Let me look one more thing here. Hang on.
Okay.
I guess not. I probably have it on a piece of paper in my notebook up in Lake Pleasant, but I can't find anything here that has a listing of frequency. I thought I might have just had it in my general notes file, but I don't see it.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll find it. Real important, I just thought you might have Canada there, so I wanted to say hi and stuff. So we're doing well here, and you said, as I said earlier, working on my CDs and stuff, and we can't chat on 40, you know, I chat on 2 feet, so alright, well, good talking to you. We've got to get we have a 75 meter double bazooka. Just got to put it up in the air, so we need to do that in a temporary fashion, I guess, and then we could get on the North Country net there. So, all right, well, appreciate you checking and hanging around, and we'll chat again, Pete. 7-3, have a good evening. KC2WIWAT, let's now 7-3.
Yeah, okay, John. Well, boy, I'll tell you, I think my tree in the front corner of my yard here is going to come down because it's getting... The leaves are coming out, but they're brown, and there are not a lot of them. And the one across the street is that way, and two were taken down this spring, and another one was taken down, you know, the old trees here, maple trees. I'm afraid mine's going to go, which I've been hoping, you know, I've been hoping to retire, quote-unquote, you know, move back to Lake Pleasant or something before that happened, because
when it goes, that goes my dipole. I don't have any kind of a support. So if I take it down, I either have to leave, you know, I mean, I could leave a bit of it up, but really to keep that antenna up, it's got to be a big part of it, dead tree staying up, which I don't know if I'm going to do. It won't look that good. And I don't know how I'm going to solve that problem, but it's very discouraging. So I don't know. We may not talk on 40 meters for too much longer. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, KC2WI.
Well, hopefully, you know, you have to go out and assess the situation and make it a control thing. So if it's going to come down, you have some control of it versus you hear a big crash at the wrong time. So. All right, well, be careful. Good luck with that, Pete. We'll chat again. At least chat through the Boonville repeater here. Appreciate the use of that. KC2WI, way up north, I think up in Speculator, up, I believe. WA2U, near Syracuse.
Is the repeater in use in 2KKL? CSN2KKL for Octen. Are there any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic?
This KD2AIT. Good evening, Pauline. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Hi, Jeff. Thank you for signing in. Any others? One more call for Octen. Any others wishing to sign in? Alrighty, 73 Jeff, thanks again for signing in. This is N2KKO, returning this repeater back to other amateur uses, and AMQSY back to 17.